How many of you believe that we are in a house of miracles? This is a house of miracles because this is a house of prayer. And we have so many amazing testimonies today. I'd like us to welcome our sister Ernestina to share her powerful testimony with us. Hallelujah. Please get her a microphone. Oh, please encourage her. Beautiful. Ernestina, please introduce yourself to us.
Hi, everyone. Please, my name is Ernestina, and I'm from the Antioch region, and I'm in the Sound Basanta.
All right. Ernestina, tell us what God has done for you.
Okay, so my testimony is about how I got my stolen phone back.
Hey, stolen phone. People of the Lord, my phone was so stolen, but I can promise you, I've still not gotten it back after 3 good years.
Okay, so last semester, one Thursday, we had a program at my faculty, and I was ushering. So when they brought the item 13, they called us to go outside to package the food. And I was like, there's a kitchen in the great hall. So we were there, I was charging my phone, and then they called me to come back into the hall to come and give out envelopes for donation. So I left my phone because everybody else in the kitchen had a tag that they've written protocol on it. So everybody is safe. So I left my phone, I came back, and I couldn't find my phone. Not knowing, there was this little boy there who had stolen someone's protocol tag, and he was amongst us, and no one knew. So he went to Tech Junction, actually, to sell the phone. And then the first person he approached realized that it was a stolen phone because of my wallpaper. And I just want to tell the church that I think that this is mommy's prayers, the way she has been praying for us.
And it's not this part. The way people are just looking at you like, hey, it's a super story. Like, you don't understand the testimony that she's given. I sat in a taxi one day. They took my phone. I traced the phone to PZ. And I still didn't get the phone. She was not tracing the phone. And the phone miraculously came back to her. And I'm looking at her like, hey, what's this girl saying? Give the Lord a hand clap. That is so mighty. Wow. Ernestina, you can finish up.
So, yes, I actually didn't trace my phone. I had lost hope. Like, I was sad. So, the guy was with the phone. He took the phone from the boy. He was with the phone. He was waiting for someone to call. And a friend of mine called, and then he met with my friend, and he gave my phone back to me.
Wow. So where's the phone now?
It's with me.
In your bag, safely. Hallelujah. This is such a powerful testimony. What do you want to tell the church?
So I want to tell the church that anytime mommy is praying for us, please take their prayers seriously and have faith in them, because it really worked for me. I don't know how else I would have gotten my phone. People don't easily get their stolen phones back.
Yes, I can testify. Wow. Let's give it up for Ernestina. For such a powerful testimony, God is restoring every lost thing in your life in the name of Jesus, even as you tap into this testimony. It's time for the most important time of the service. I can't feel your excitement. I said it's time for the most important part of the service. Amen. Psalm 107, verse 20. Can you give it to us? Psalm 107. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their distractions. Hallelujah. Today, I'm here to tell you that whatever distraction you find yourself in, whatever pit you find yourself in, by virtue of your own mistakes, by virtue of an attack of the enemy, today God is sending his word by a powerful woman of God, and he's going to heal you and deliver it from every single distraction and every single trouble you find yourself in. So I want you to stand to your feet, clap your hands, make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
I will never find your hands together for the Lord. You know, if you are in church and you cannot put your hands together for the Lord, then you should not even be here at all. Hallelujah. Are you happy to be in church this morning? Or are you sure you are excited to be in church this morning? If your neighbor is looking like the weather, just shake your neighbor for the next 1 minute. Shake your neighbor and say, "My neighbor, come out from there." Yeah. Hello, is your neighbor still looking like the weather, or your neighbor is looking a bit alive and a bit excited and a bit happy? Whose neighbor is still looking like the weather? Or maybe you yourself, you are still looking like the weather. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's always a blessing to be in church. Our pastor is not here this morning. It's not because of the weather, so she decided to stay at home. No, no. She traveled for an international conference. She was ministering in Malawi for the whole week. She's been at a conference ministering in Malawi, and I believe that. But she'll be back before Sunday, and I believe that she'll come back with a greater anointing, with more grace and more strength to help us to become who God wants us to be. Hallelujah. So if you are here this morning, I need you to understand that you are in the best church on campus. Hello. Hello. Is the sound working? Hallelujah. Just lift up your two hands. Usually during the prayer time, many of you are not here. During the worship, many of you are not here. During the praises, many of you are not here. And the few who are here are usually busy doing other things. But for the next 1 minute, I just want you to worship the Lord in your own understanding. Worship Him. I don't think you came to church this morning because of me or because of your neighbor, but you came because you wanted to hear from God. You came because you knew that God will be here, and God will give you a word, and God will show you the way. He will light up your path with His word. So for the next 1 minute, just say something nice. Many of you, when it comes to a boy or a girl, you don't have a problem saying something beautiful to that person. This morning, I need you to say something sweet to the Holy Spirit. Open your mouth, lift up your voices, and begin to worship the Lord this morning. Worship Him in the beauty of His holiness. Tell Him how wonderful He is. Tell Him how faithful He has been to you. Let Him know how grateful you are this morning. Lift up your voices in your own understanding, in a language that you yourself, you understand. So speak in your own understanding, not in tongues. Speak English, tree, Ewe, whatever language you are comfortable with, but not tongues. Lord, we love you this morning. We lift your name above every other name. Blessed be the Lord, for you are the beginning and the end. You are the Alpha and the Omega, for there is none like you. There is none that can be compared unto you. And that is why we worship you this morning. We worship you because we know that you are here. And we love you because you first loved us. Lord, we are grateful. We worship you. And we lift your name above every other name. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the adoration. We give you all the honor. Oh, lift up your voices and worship the Lord. You are the only one who can worship Him. Nobody can do that on your behalf. That is why I'm asking you to lift up your voices. Just fall in love with the Lord this morning. In the name of Jesus. Worship Him in your own understanding. You can speak. Therefore, I need you to lift up your voices and speak to the Lord this morning. Just worship Him. Don't ask for anything, but just love Him and worship Him in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. We exalt your holy name. And our spirits magnify your name this morning. In the name of Jesus, we just want to praise your holy name. We want to love you this morning. In the name of Jesus. For you are the beginning and the end. You are the Alpha and the Omega. We give you praise. We give you glory. In the name of Jesus.
The words on the screen is not to entertain you. It's so that even if you don't know the song, by the grace of God, every single person in this hall can read. So even if you do not know the song, we project the words so that you can follow and sing. So it is not for entertainment. Hello. And it is not for the people who are here helping us to sing. We project the word so that by the grace of God, you can follow and sing. So if you don't know the words and we are projecting the words and you will still not sing, it doesn't make sense at all. Hello. And if you are here this morning and you cannot find it in your heart to worship God, then you shouldn't be here. Seriously. If it is too hard for you to worship the King of Kings, if it is too hard for you to worship the God who gives you breath, If it is too hard for you to worship the God who has given you feet to walk, if it is too hard for you to worship the Lord who has brought you this far in life, then you shouldn't even be here. It's better for you to leave, because you did not come to church this morning because of me. Even what I will stand here and say is the word of God. I don't have my own words. You came because of God. So if you cannot worship the person who has brought you here, then I beg you, it's better for you to leave. Seriously. So that the one or two or three people who are really serious about God will stay here and worship him. I'm very serious. Because usually during the worship time, many of you are not here. And this is your only opportunity to worship God. So it doesn't make sense that we will be worshiping God and you can read and you are just standing there. The song is not a complicated song. Is it complicated? Is it in French? Is it in Spanish? Is it in Chinese? No. It is in a language that you can read. It is in a language that you understand. Put the words up. As we worship you, let the whole world come and see how the mercy we have received from you can set them free. You need to understand that it is the mercy of God that has brought you here. Yeah. Because many of you know, including myself, that if we were to be rewarded for the different things we do, you and I will not be here. I will not even be standing here myself. I can tell you that. Hello. Yeah. But he has had mercy on us. He has chosen to forgive us our sins. And he has brought us closer to himself. How can you not be in a hurry to worship him? How? Have you not received mercy from God? Yeah. Because you know that you don't deserve to be near God. Yeah. Many of you, you can't even approach your lecturers. Lord, your lecturers who are more sinful than even you yourself. And yet the creator of the heavens and the earth, he has loved you and he has given up his only begotten son for you. How can we not be in a hurry to worship? No. How? And I usually will stand here and we will watch. It is time to worship God and we'll be projecting the words and you'll be standing there. I beg you, stop playing. With all due respect, in this church, we love God. And we love him simply because he first loved us. And we love him because we understand that we do not deserve his grace. We do not deserve his mercy. But he has always chosen us. We love him because we know that, but for him, we wouldn't be here. Yeah. So again, if you cannot worship God, I beg you, by the grace of God, we never lock the church. And there are so many doors. Can pass here and go. Can pass there. You can pass there. So please, 1 minute. If you don't want to worship God, just 1 minute to exit so that those who want to be grateful to God will worship him. In English. 1 minute. Somebody time it. That 1 minute is 60 seconds. Yeah. So let us just wait. 1 minute. When the 1 minute is up, let me know. 1 minute. Because I don't know why you will come to church because of God and yet you will not worship God. Thank you. 1 minute. Oh, today Lady Reverend doesn't have a message. That's why she... No. Have I ever appeared before you without a message? Usually I don't even have enough time to preach. That's why I even set my alarm. I have message. See my notes. So it's not for lack of message, but I'm killing something. Yeah. Hello. Yeah. I'm killing something in the chat this morning. Yeah. 1 minute.
After that, we worship God. Those who live will live. And those of us who understand that we are sinners saved by grace. You think of your one sin this morning before you even came here. Yeah. Just think. May I know that I'm a sinner saved by grace. Yeah. Because what comes out of my mouth alone disqualifies me from standing here. And yet, he has put me here. Yeah. Sometimes what goes in here? But I'm here. And he doesn't even let you see. How can I not fall in love with him? How can I not worship him? It's up. So those of us who love the Lord. And you don't know the song? Read it.
And as we worship you, let all the world come and see how the mercy we receive from you can set them free. As we worship you, let all the joy that fills our hearts bring a hunger and a hope to those who strayed so far. And as we bow in adoration and stand in reverent awe, show your majesty and glory, let your anointing fall. As we declare your name, Lord Jesus, as the only name who saves, may the power of your salvation fill each heart, we pray. As we worship you, Jesus. And as we worship you, worship you, let all the world come and see how the mercies we receive from you can set them free. As we worship you, let all the joy that fills our hearts fill our hunger and the hope to those straight so far. Oh, and as we bow in adoration and stand in reverence, oh, show your majesty and let your anointing fall. And as we declare your name, Lord Jesus, as the only as the So where are you, Lord? Where can I find you? You must be in this room, right by my side. I wanna feel you. I wanna believe. Experience your mighty presence with me. Sing, where are you, Lord? Where are you, Lord?
Thank you.
give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you for showing us mercy. Thank you for choosing us and for bringing us close. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say, my neighbor, in this church, we worship God. In this church, the only person we are interested in pleasing is God. The only person we come to impress is God. So my neighbor, excuse me. I did not come to impress you. In fact, I don't care what you think. In fact, your opinion does not matter at all. Hallelujah. So say, my neighbor, allow me to be myself and fall in love with my maker and worship my maker. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Like, hey, what are they doing now in this church? No. It is the church of God. Hello. Yeah. It's the church of God. We do what will make God happy. Hallelujah. Not what will make you happy. Amen. So we don't come to impress. We only come to hear the word of God and to love God more and more and to strive to do our best for him. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, for the next few minutes, we will be learning something from the anointed and his anointing. Please turn your Bibles. Please turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hallelujah. You know, usually for the average Christian, as soon as you mention their anointing or their anointed, many people have their, you know, it's almost like an automatic reaction to just close, you know, their ability to hear. Because their impression or their thinking is that, oh, their anointing is not for me. Their anointing is for people like LPMFI, LPPEL, Pastor Augustine, you know, people who are into God, people who are all out for God, people who want to die for Jesus. But we don't want to die for Jesus. We are not really all out for God. Hallelujah. But you need to understand that with the anointing is the Spirit of God. The anointing is the presence of God. The anointing is God himself. So you need to understand that if only you are born again, then you need to be interested in the subject of the anointing. What it means is that when you become an anointed person, you receive a gift. You receive the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is given to you for different reasons. So if you just exclude yourself and say that, oh, I am not really into serving God, and therefore I do not need an anointing, what you are saying is that, oh, you are not into serving God, and therefore you don't need God. And I don't know what kind of life you expect to live if you take God out of the picture. If you take God out of the picture, if you take God out of your life, then you should be in the mortuary by now. Because without God, you will not be alive. Without God, you are like a cadaver. There will be no life in you. You are even alive because the breath of God is in you. So if you are a believer, you need to understand that the Holy Spirit is for you, and the Holy Spirit has been given to you for a very specific purpose. And you need to be interested, and you need to want to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You see, a gift, I love singing. No, no, don't shout. I'm explaining what a gift is and what a giftless person looks like. I love singing. And I'm sure I know most of the songs than the choristers. Sometimes I'll be sitting there and they'll be, as they are singing on stage, they'll be chewing granite and I'll be eyeing them. You see, when they go off key, I can tell you that the song is not working. Just don't ask me which key they are supposed to be singing in. I don't know all that, but I love music and I love singing. But I do not have a gift when it comes to singing. That is why usually I'll just stand and I'll tell them the song I want them to sing. And I'll put the mic down. Because if I start singing into the mic, I promise you, we will have to share the grace and go home. Yeah. Sometimes, I remember one time I was, by the grace of God, my sons, they are musical. God has just given it to them. When he was sharing it, I was in the loo. So he did not give me my share. Yeah. One time, and because I love singing, I mean, I just sing. One time, I don't remember which one of them, he came out, I am in my kitchen, and I am cooking my cooking, and I am singing my singing. One of them came out and told me that it's like, mommy, you've sung like one line of the song, and you have sung in like three different keys. And I told, it's not your song. I am singing my song. Allow me to sing. You see, if you ask me what key I was singing in, please, I don't know. All I know is that I love God and I love singing. But somebody who has the gift of singing could tell that I was singing in many different keys. So there is a difference between somebody who has a gift and somebody who does not have a gift. There is a difference. I can call anybody here to come and take the mic and rap. But I promise you, the way we will share the grace when I start singing, that's exactly how we will share the grace when you also start rapping. Because you wouldn't know how to put two words together. But there are others with the gift. If I just call them to the stage and I give them the mic, even without any preparation, they will be able to minister. Why? Because they have the gift. I don't have the gift. In the same way, I can give you my notes and put you behind the pulpit and give you 10 minutes. I promise you, you'll be confused. Hello. Yeah, it will not work. Are you understanding me?
Yeah.
Or we can play the music and put you in trousers and ask you to come and dance. Sometimes I watch the choristers. Some cannot even do a bind. Because it has not been given to, movement has not been given to them. But some people, even if they are sleepy and you just play the beat, it's like it's almost unconscious. Every part of their body begins to move. It is a gift. Hello. It is a gift. So it is in your best interest to want the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's why I am describing the difference between somebody who has a gift and another person who doesn't have a gift. That's why for some of you, if we put you here and we are even projecting the content of the script on the screen, you can't even act it. You can't even act. But some is like, just put them here and just say, oh, act. In 10 minutes, they'll be able to act. Something that you will understand. But when you are acting, even you yourself, you don't understand what you are acting. Why? Because the gift is not there. Hallelujah. And the beautiful thing is that as soon as you give your life to Jesus, the Bible says you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. A gift is a gift. And a gift is meant to benefit you. So the person who has the gift will benefit from the gift. And that is why, how long we'll be here for, the series. But that is why I need you to understand that you must begin to desire the anointing, because the anointing is not just for people who preach. The anointing is the gift of God, because it is God himself. He comes upon you. So it means that he gives you a gift in the sense that he himself comes upon you. There are different kinds of gifts.
Some of you, if they dash you 100 Ghana cedis, you will even feel insulted. Because at your level, 100 Ghana cedis is not a gift. Oh, yes. Please, if you are here like that, let me see your... Yeah. Oh, I'm serious. You will even feel insulted. Why? Because it's like at your level, what you consider like an honorable gift is maybe like 500 and 1,000. You know yourself that, oh, are you with me? Somebody's like, hey, how can it, you will also get there. It's almost like you want to give our pastor a gift and then you bring her the one Ghana cedi that we give to, like they give to the people who charge at the public toilet. It's not a gift. You can't call that a gift. And it may not even be about the amount, but it's just the way it looks. Like you have just, you know, squeezed the money like that. And then, oh, Sister Joy, collect. They say it's your birthday. We should bless you. Collect. No, that's not a gift. That's more like an insult. But it may even be one Ghana cedi, but it will be fresh notes. You will put it in an envelope and you will bring it. That is more like a gift. And when God decided to give you a gift, he gave you himself in the person of the Holy Spirit. And it is not for you to be happy. And it is, he did not give you that gift in the person of the Holy Spirit, just so that you will just be living your life anyhow. He gave you the gift of the Holy Spirit so that you will benefit from that gift. Hallelujah. Please, Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Acts 2, 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent. After this, come back to the verse you put. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So it is a gift. Let's go to the John scripture. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Hallelujah. That is the presence of the Holy Spirit. And this morning, when you receive, I need you to understand that when you receive the Holy Spirit, there are four ways the Spirit of God is meant to benefit you. Hallelujah. Four ways. We won't do all the four, so just... We won't do all the four. We'll see how far. Now, the Holy Spirit has been given to you to profit you. To profit you. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. So what it means is that if you do not have the gift of the Holy Spirit, you will not profit from it because you don't have it. You do not have it. Who profits by having the Spirit of God? You. And when you see somebody who is doing something with the presence of the Holy Spirit, that person is different. Have you not been at a place where somebody was doing something and you could see that, Charlie, this thing, I can even do it better, but you were not the one who got selected to do it. It's like the person is just, the thing is not really working well, but some way, somehow, the person gets the benefit. And you who is watching the person, you can see that this one, they're in Koye, and yet it is working for the person. I remember one time we were doing a presentation, like group presentation in school. And then the group that presented before us, hey, their work was kama. And we were to present after that group. We were three. As we were watching them present, and as we were listening to, like they were very knowledgeable. Hey, grass, what, pictures. We looked at this and said, hey, today we are in trouble. The people, they knew their stuff. And their slides were jet. Hey, as they were presenting, I could see, and we were to come after such a group. Hey, my goodness. As I was watching them, I realized that today be today, we will not pass. And I said, and I did not come to school to fail. I don't have time for failure. I don't have time for research. And I started to pray. As my colleagues were holding their hand, I said, Holy Spirit, you have to show up for us today. It's like, if you love me, Pa, today is the day to show it. Because, Charlie, we can't do this work again. I said, Holy Spirit, we need you. And I said, Spirit of the living God, blind them to our mistakes. Anything they shouldn't, if you pray, that be there. Say, anything they shouldn't see, let them not see. And I said, Holy Spirit, let them not ask us a question that we cannot answer. All this time, that group was presenting. When they finished, hey, it wasn't easy for them. Questions left and right, front, back, center. At the point, they were very confused. And they were just standing there. They couldn't even answer the question. And the people living God, but they said, no, go, 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 next group, which is my group. And I was to even start. And I said, Holy Spirit, you are on. And then we started projecting. And you know, students will always be students. This was when I was doing my MPhil. And we could hear the giggle. The oh, and I would. Then when we finished, then the supervisor, class, do you have any question for them? It's okay. Sit down. Yes. When we sat down, our colleagues, then they came, hey, homie, you and your group, do you know that you did a very shoddy work? And I say, hey, you're not the one giving the marks. Those giving the marks, it's like your slides were not nice. Even you didn't even know your start. And I said, ah, are you the one who is? No. Does it matter? Oh, we passed. All of us, we got A's. So what made the difference? The presence of the Holy Spirit. We could, even our colleagues could see that, no, this group, they should be getting zero. They should be asked to go back and redo. So my friends were shivering, and I said, look, relax, I have prayed. I said, relax, I have prayed. So it's true that you may not be the best, though, but because you have the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in you, you will be the one to profit from that. The only thing that made a difference that day was the presence of the Holy Spirit. I am a Christian. I am a child of God. And I know that when I walk, the Holy Spirit is there. So I asked him to take charge of the presentation that day. And I said, may they not ask us any question that we cannot answer. Did you hear them asking? Because if they were to ask us questions, life would be very, very hot. No, they didn't ask. They didn't ask. Ah, did I not tell Holy Spirit not to let them ask any question we can't answer? And the Spirit knew that we couldn't answer the question. So he just sealed their mouths. Ah, no, I'm telling you. Hey, those two lecturers, and people fear them. Hey. Yeah. Ah, I pray. I said, Holy Spirit, you are the one to do the presentation. And I said, Holy Spirit, any question that we cannot answer, don't let them ask us. And the Spirit knew that, Charlie, they had planned to ask us 5 questions, and we cannot answer one. So he didn't let them answer. I am showing you the difference between having the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, the difference between having the gift of the Holy Spirit and not having it. I'm telling you. And it works all the time. So you see, I am the one benefiting. I am the one benefiting from having the Holy Spirit. When I was defending my thesis, my MPhil thesis, in the middle, my external supervisor joined us online. In the middle of my presentation, everything went off. Oh, the laptop stopped working. Not my laptop. They brought their laptop. So if it was mine, you said that my hometown people were chasing me. No, they did not pass through my laptop. Yeah. Their laptop. Everything went off. It first started with my external, so suddenly she was offline. The laptop went off. No projection. So everything went off. Everything went off. So I just stopped. And they're like, it's like, what's going on? What's going on? And you see, my supervisor had done a very good job. And then, so the chairman asked, it's like, hey, what's going on? Then he looked at me and he said, young lady, did you pray today? And I said, sir, I prayed, oh. And I pray, and then my supervisor with him, she's even a pastor. And the chairman asked, hey, you prayed and you didn't see all these things happening. And I said, sir, I prayed, but I didn't see any. Do you know what he said? He said, well, maybe God is using all this to give you more marks. Yeah. Then quick, then they connected everything again. Then I was like, oh, please, should I start all over? I said, no, continue. Quick, I finish. When I finished, the only person who asked me questions was the external supervisor. You know, oh, I love your work. I am really interested. Quick. She was still talking when they will set the alarm. She was still talking when the alarm started. And the chairman said, it's okay. No question from the panel. Young lady, you are released to go. And I went. Young lady. Am I not a young lady? Young lady. That's it. What's the difference? Holy Spirit. You will benefit from having the Spirit of God. Why? Because the scripture in John says that he will be with you forever. So when I have the Spirit of God. So when I'm presenting, he is there. Wherever I go, he is there. Whatever I am doing, he is there with me. So when you don't have the Holy Spirit, what it means is that you are doing ankunam. Whatever you are doing, you are on your own. Wherever you go, you are on your own. You don't have any backing. You don't have any backing. Your father may be behind you. Your mother may be, your whole village may be behind you. But their powers are limited. But there is no limit to the power of the Holy Spirit. And where he can go anywhere. Anywhere, why? Because he is his Spirit. So where your connections can take you, the Spirit of God can take you. Said it is given to you to promise you, to profit you. Take a look at your life. Could it be that you are not profiting from anything because you do not have the gift of the Holy Spirit? I'm not saying you don't have one. I'm just saying check your life and ask yourself this question. Could this be the reason why? Me, everywhere I go, he goes with me. Yeah. Everywhere. Yeah. And that prayer, I pray it all. Anytime I'm going for an interview, I say, Lord, you know them. You know the question. You know the ones I can answer and the one I cannot. So don't let them ask me the ones that I cannot answer. You will profit from having the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And the other benefit of having the Holy Spirit is that he will cause you to be promoted and to be brought before great people. Proverbs chapter 18. The anointing promotes you and brings you before greatness. Proverbs, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. Can we have it in another version? Nah. Okay, let's think with it. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. Hallelujah. Yeah. And the Holy Spirit is a gift. A gift given by God himself. And the scripture says, if you have this gift, it will make a room for you. And it will bring you before great men. Do you not have a desire to stand before great people? Yeah. If you don't have any desire to stand before great people, you see, many people assume that it is their education that will bring them before great men. But even education without the Holy Spirit, it can only take you far. But when you have the gift of the Holy Spirit, he can use the education you have, or he can use any other thing and bring you before great people. And it means that you will find favor with all who are in authority. and they have the power to influence your life in a positive way. For many of you, the only people you stand before are your roommates and your study group mates. Yeah. They are the only people. But there is more to life than just standing before your roommates. Hello?
Yeah.
It's like when you appear before greatness, no, then it's like your lecturer. It's like, oh, when you say, oh, today I had the privilege of being in the presence of a great person. Who are your TA? Nah, turn to your neighbor and say, nah, yeah. Mention, give an example of a great person that you will want to stand before one day. Turn and tell your neighbor. A great person. Great person. Somebody said Donald Trump. Why not? Hey, now if that's the person, why are you saying that? Hello? Have you told your neighbor? Oh, who's your neighbor didn't tell you. Please. Who? Why not? Hello, have you told your neighbor the great person you want to appear with? Yeah. Who? Anybody who does? Yeah. Hello, yeah. Please make sure that your great person is a proper person. Just make sure that that great person is a really proper person. Hallelujah. Yeah. Because for some of you, the person you consider great is social media great people. No. I'm talking about real great people with influence. Hallelujah. Yeah. And the anointing can make that possible. The presence of the Holy Spirit in your life can make that possible. And when you appear before that great person, you will understand that it is not your education that has brought you that far. You will understand that it is not your family links that have brought you that far. But you will understand that it is because you have a gift in the person of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has just opened that door for you to come. He has just made it possible for you to appear before that great person. So if you take a look at your life and you realize that you have never ever stood before a great person, you must begin to ask for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Because you cannot be carrying the gift of the Holy Spirit and have an ordinary life. It is not possible. It is not possible. It is not possible. It cannot be. Because the Holy Spirit is not an ordinary person. Hallelujah. If you don't have the gift of the Holy Spirit, you must begin to desire it from today. Because that's the gift that will bring promotion. It is the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life that will bring you before great men. It is the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life that will cause you to profit. And it will also establish you in every area of your life. Establishment is like you are so firmly planted that nothing will move you. When people like you and I were crying that, oh, the country was hard, economic hardship, what hardship. Do you know that there were some people who they never even felt it? Do you know that some people never even felt it? Yeah. It's like, what are they? What hardship? What economic what? Yeah. They never felt it. Why? Because, yeah, inflation. Yeah. What is being inflated? They can't, yeah. No. Some people never even felt it. It's because of how established they are financially. When you go to buy things, you will bargain until the person will be, yeah. You will bargain. It's like the thing is 100 cedis. You say, oh, mommy, can I give you 10 cedis for it? Yeah. And the woman will say, oh, there are any 80. So, oh, my, there be missing hands. So then, yeah, you are just bargaining. Yeah. Because you know that, Charlie, if you pay the 100, you will walk back from KJT to campus. But there are others, they'll just go, how much is this? Okay. It's a certain level of financial establishment. They are not moved. When you are well established in your school, no lecturer can threaten you. No lecturer can. No. It's not, because you know that, look, the Spirit of God in you is more than that lecturer. So you will live without any fear, because you know that nobody can do you shame. But some of you, if the lecturer should make a mistake, say, hey, you will start to have nightmares. You can't sleep. You are so afraid. There is no establishment. But when you have the gift of the Holy Spirit, He will cause you to be established as a student, as somebody who is into business, as somebody who is working. You will be established. When they are sacking everybody, they will always skip over your name. It's like, oh, this person is not sackable. Yeah. Yeah. This person is not a sackable person. You can't sack this person. Yeah. But somewhere, every time, every trouble list, your name is number one. Hallelujah. Yeah. The benefits of having the gift of the Holy Spirit. Your gift, you will profit from that gift. You will profit from that gift. And you see, and that is why in this church, we encourage people to use their gifts. Because if God has given you the gift of singing, use it. If God has given you the gift of dancing, use it. If God has given you the gift of playing an instrument, use it. Because your certificate that you will get from Tech, it may not be the one that the Holy Spirit will use to profit you. It may not be the one that the Holy Spirit will use to bring you before great men. It can easily be this gift. This gift. Hello? This gift. It's like, oh, we need you to come and play where? Give me an example of a great place. Hey, music people, you don't know any great. Did somebody say KJT? No. Hallelujah. Yeah. And that is why you must desire the anointing. You must covet the anointing, because it is the anointing that will bring you before great people. The anointing. Usually we see pictures of our prophet in different countries, meeting different presidents. Do you think it's his medical school license that is taking him that far? No. He is not standing before them as a medical doctor. He is standing before them as an anointed person. It's the anointing that makes that possible. So if you are just banking your everything on your certificate that you are about to get here, please, you know, rethink. Think about it. Change your mindset. Yeah. I'm not saying school, it's not important. I beg you, as you know, this church, we are into school. Somebody said we are even into too much school. Yeah. It's like we are even into it. I'm doing my master's, I'm doing my PhD. Like, somebody is always doing some school something. Yeah. So don't get me wrong. All I am saying is that thing is very limited. What will take you far beyond what you can even imagine, beyond what your school certificate can do, is the Holy Spirit. And that is why you must begin to desire it. Lord, I need the anointing. I have explained that the anointing is not only for preaching. It is not only for pastor. It is for anybody who is a believer. Because you understand that it is that anointing that will bring you before great men. It is that anointing that will bring a certain level of establishment in every area of your life. And it is that anointing that will cause you to profit in this life. Stand to your feet. Lift up your two. This morning, you have only, I just want you to pray for one thing, the anointing. It's like, Lord, I need this anointing. I need this anointing. I need this gift. I need this gift. I need to be anointed. And the anointing is the Spirit of God. The anointing is the presence of God. The anointing is the power of God. The anointing is God Himself. So lift up your voices this morning and say, Lord, anoint me, because I know that the anointing is to profit me. Because I know that the anointing will establish me as a student, as a worker. It will bring establishment in every area of my life. Pray that God will anoint you this morning. Because you understand that the anointing is what will cause you to stand before great men. The anointing will take you to places. Places that you never dreamt you will find yourself going to. Lift up your voices and pray this morning. You are asking God for His anointing this morning. It is a very important prayer, because that's what will make a difference between you and the rest of the people. Pray earnestly for the Spirit of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this morning. Thank you for your word. I pray for everybody who is asking you for an anointing this morning. I pray that you will touch each and every one of them. Anoint them with the Holy Spirit. Anoint them with power in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will anoint your people with a special anointing. That anointing will cause them to stand before great people. That anointing will cause them to be promoted. That anointing will cause them to be established in their education. That the anointing that they are receiving this morning will cause them to be established in their jobs, in their businesses, in whatever they put their hands to. They will be established because of the anointing in the name of Jesus. And I pray that as you anoint them this morning, may you cause them to profit from that anointing. In the name of Jesus. And maybe you are here this morning and you are desiring the Holy Spirit. You are asking God to anoint you. But until you receive Jesus as your Lord and your personal Savior, there is no way you will receive the Holy Ghost. You will only receive the Spirit of God. You will only receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit after you have given your life to Jesus. That is why Peter told them, repent. Repent from your sins, and after repenting, then you will now receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peter told them, repent, and Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So you need to repent this morning and surrender your life to Jesus and ask Him to come into your heart as your Lord and your personal Savior. It is only then you can ask for the gift of the Holy Spirit. So maybe you are here this morning and you are not born again. You may have been born into a Christian home. You may have been in church for some time now, but it is not being born into a Christian home that makes you a Christian. It is not being in church all the time that makes you a believer. You only become a Christian. You only become a believer after you have received the Lord Jesus as your Savior and asking Him to come into your heart. Every eye closed. As every eye is closed, I pray. I'm asking you this morning that if you are not born again, if you do not have a personal relationship with Jesus, Give me a wave of your right hand and we will pray together. This is not time to be shy. This is not time to be thinking about the person who brought you to church. It is an individual decision. Only you can make this decision, because it is after making this decision and praying the prayer of salvation that you can now ask the Holy Spirit to fill you with His presence. This is a very important decision. If your hand is lifted up, please come towards me. Boldly come towards me. Boldly come towards me so that we will pray together. The Bible says if you believe in the Lord Jesus, you believe in Him in your heart, and you confess Him with your mouth. If your hand is lifted up, please come forward and let us pray together. Please come forward. This is the best decision of your life. Please come forward. It is not time to be shy. The Lord Jesus says, if you are shy of Him before men, on the day of judgment, He will also be shy of you before His Father in heaven. Do not be shy. It is the most important decision of your life. It is the most important decision of your life. Just come forward and let us pray. Please say this prayer after me, and the congregation, please join us. Say, dear Jesus, I thank you for today. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for calling me. I receive you this morning as my Lord and my Savior. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, from today, you are my Lord and you are my Savior. I am born again. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen.